Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Bonjour and welcome. Me and my lovely Joey are so excited to share with you today on the dynamics that are happening at the moment and the messages that I have been receiving from my High Council and the Arcturians about the upcoming month of April. Maybe like me, you have had a pretty rocky start of the year 2023 and it has taken you by surprise. I just want to really acknowledge the fact that it doesn't matter how intuitive we are, how much we connect with our spirit guide, our High Council, our soul, how many sessions we receive from other people, how soul aligned we are, there are still at times events that are going to happen that come out of nowhere. And it is very important to never judge yourself. Always remember that everything is happening according to the greater plan. I'm highly intuitive. I teach on that subject. I connect with my team, my spirit guide, my High Council every day. Yet, I never expected what happened to me at the beginning of this year, 2023. It happened like an explosion, like a devastation, a huge cataclysm indeed. And now that I'm slowly starting to come to the other side, I really realize that I didn't really see that coming. I didn't really see the extent of the transformation that was coming and all the things that I was being asked to move through. And this is so exciting because no matter the amount of challenges that come, no matter how lost we feel at times, if we always apply what we teach me and my High Council about residing at the center point of a fractal, observing the human going through the challenge, going through the fears, going through the wormholes, then it means that we are still choosing to stay anchored as a soul, as an choosing love as a guiding force, keeping faith present or faith intact in the fact that Sophia God has it. Our soul's got this. Our team is there. So there I was in January facilitating the free challenge avatar reprogramming for channeling that so many of you took part into. And I had a ball. I had the best time. The energy was super high. I had the most people join the challenge ever. I was just so happy. You know, I received so many direct messages and emails saying how transformative that avatar reprogramming for channeling was. And I was on a high like everyone else. The energy was potent and juicy and delicious. Oh, by the way, the replay is available as a low-cost product. So for only $17, you can receive this 4-day of transformation where we take you on a journey through the belief system, fear portals, and aggression templates, culminating with an amazing quantum healing journey. So if you want it, simply go on my website and you can receive it and keep it for life. It's one of the best tools that you can have in your quantum magic tool of tool sets. If that makes any sense, my English is going like, but anyway. After the challenge, all of a sudden, I had this really intense exhaustion coming. I felt really, really tired. My birthday had happened during the challenge. I had experienced feelings of loneliness and of disconnection, again, that was so present and so raw. After the challenge, my energy completely crashed and I just could not pick myself up out of bed. My whole body was completely, it felt like as if it was broken. I had pains and aches everywhere. I was completely drained. And my emotional system was all over the place, guys. I was just crying and crying and crying. So Usually, I'm not much of a crier. I cry when I feel I need to, but it's like, oh, cry a bit, and then I kind of, you know, move on with things. But there, it was just like weeping and weeping. And I remember one day I was like curled in the little ball in front of my altar, and I was just crying. I had no idea what was going on. So what I was doing is that I was praying. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I feel so lost right now. I feel broken. I feel like I have hit rock bottom energetically and on many levels. Please, God, help me. Please, Sophia, God, help me. Please, my soul, my light being friends, please help me. Help me stay aligned to myself. Help me keep my faith intact. Help me move through whatever is arising now with ease and grace. And I kept on praying and praying and praying. What happened is that the intensity stayed, but only I kept my faith intact, as I could see my reality being deconstructed on all levels. Business template, financial template, health template, physical body template, emotional template, relationship templates on all levels, also motherhood templates, ex-wife template, everything, guys. It's like, I felt like being ripped off of everything that I had created. And I was like, what the actual fuck is going on? I know that the destruction process is very much matching of the rebirth process. We worked on that a lot, remember, during the Golden Phoenix trilogy. During the Golden Phoenix trilogy, we went to destruction, recalibration, and rebirth. After the cycle of rebirth, I went into new cycle of destruction pretty much instantly. Because I am who I am, and I am able to keep connection with my spirit guide, to keep connection with my soul, even in these great turmoil, these great challenges, I was like, wow, if I'm experiencing this right now, I really wonder what's going to come next. What's going to my next chapter is going to be. Because in total honesty, what I have faced, what I'm going through right now is the biggest change in my entire life. Biggest. Because I'm on my own. Because the motherhood template is very much exacerbated. It's like, what to do? Everything. This is the biggest shift in my energy that I have ever experienced. Yet, I seem all right? And I'm not faking it. Why? It's because I have surrendered completely, not without challenges. Because here is the thing. When we are really hooked and ingrained and stuck into an outdated template, it is so part of our identity that we cannot conceive, we cannot imagine how else we could live, what else is out there. Our mind simply doesn't have the neural connection, the thought, the ideas, the solutions, the knowledge to give us a solution, a reason on why things are happening. When the mind cannot find a reason, it's very easy to go into very intense nervous system reaction. Like my nervous system was and still is to a certain extent all over the place. I've been working so much for the last 3 to 4 years on my business, my soul aligned business. And it's worked, you know, I've been able to achieve so much, to have so many amazing people like you, you know, following me and receiving my guidance. So I never questioned what I have done before, because as I move through this, it is very easy. I realize, and maybe you will identify with this as well. Let me know in the comment. When you reach a moment of challenge in your life, do you find that you look back and you're like, I should have seen it come. I should have lived differently. It means that I am not intuitive enough, that I'm really stuck in the 3D matrix, that it comes from past lives, trauma, and things like that. And we kind of judge the self. We just said we bring separation through this experience by saying what is happening to me right now is not appropriate. It is not aligned. It is wrong. Therefore, I am not good. I'm not worthy. I'm not enough. Therefore, I am in the wrong. And that is how we spiral down, guys. So if you listen to this, and if you go through these movements, maybe you have had a very rocky start of the year 2023 as well. You know, I chat with many like-minded friends, very highly conscious, amazing beings, and many people report that the year 2022 has been extremely challenging, and that the year 2023 has been just like a bang. For some, it's been like amazing, but also very challenging. And for some people, it's been like extreme challenging destruction and out of nowhere dynamics coming up. So please, if you remember anything from this transmission today, is to never judge your experience ever, because that is saying that God's plan is wrong, is inadequate. It is saying that the support that we receive from our soul and our spirit guides is not enough. It is saying that we are not enough. It is bringing this separation template that if we are experiencing shitty time, it's because we are shitty. So we don't deserve. We don't deserve to have more abundance, more joy, more happiness. We just deserve to just stay miserable. You know, like, poor me, victim syndrome. Martyr. Don't go there, because then your wormhole is gonna bury you like right into the density. Instead, I would love to invite you to practice what I have practiced and that I still keep practicing right now. Faith. Unconditional freaking faith in yourself. Your soul's got this. My soul knows exactly what's going on and why this is happening. My human hasn't catched up to that yet. I will tell you now that it is starting to catch up, and my human is mind blown by why this is happening. Your spirit guides, they're not lazy. They have not forgotten about you. On the contrary, they relentlessly work to support you, to help you, to guide you. So talk to them more. Ask for their help. Because of the divine principle of non-intervention, they are not allowed to intervene in your life apart, except if you ask for help. So now is the time to ask for help, isn't it? Pray, ask, please help me with this. And of course, always say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful for your presence. Always keep your faith present. Be the observer of your human dynamics. In the past, I often wished to have something delivered to me on a regular basis that would help me stay aligned to the truth of my own divinity, and also to keep my mind open to new ideas, new concepts, and new knowledge about spirituality and the infinite quantum. This is why I have created my brand new membership, the Golden Drop subscription. This monthly subscription will be just that for you. It will be having me and my high council in your pocket at the tip of your finger. You will receive every week, twice, three times a week, a simple text messages inviting you to click on a link, and that link will guide you to maybe a light language transmission, or to a video, to an audio recording, or to a mantra. Also, in that Golden Drop membership, at the beginning of every month, me and the Actorians are going to share with all the people just in the Golden Drop the pulse of the upcoming month, the quantum dynamics and the energetics of the upcoming month, and things that we can do to help to align ourselves to harness the power of the upcoming dynamic of the month. We would love to invite you to join the Golden Drop membership and to receive this support every week directly into your phone. It is truly life-changing. I will hope to see you in the Golden Drop very soon for some deliciously amazing content. here we come more at the dynamics that the Arcturians have been speaking about. So for a long time, they have told me, Sandrine, the month of April is going to be massive. There's going to be like a lot happening. And I can really see that the deconstruction, my apologies, of the templates that are happening in my life, like in so many of my friends and my students' lives as well, is because we need to have the biggest clearing ever so we can receive the influx of light codes that are opening up to basically be super magnified and amplified during the month of April. It's like the tap of our oversoul network will open up tremendously to allow more of our crystalline divine genome within ourselves and more of our crystalline divine essence from our oversoul network to flow through us. To be able to reach crystalline embodiment of our divine template, we need to get rid of everything that is misaligned. So imagine that you are literally removing dirt, mud, goop, stickiness from yourself, from all templates, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So all of that is cleared and scraped to allow for new energy to come up. During the month of April, your soul will activate more remembrance than ever before if you allow it to do so. How can you allow it to do so? Do the clearing before. Right now, any relationship that is not aligned, any food, any way like that you live that is not aligned, just get rid of it. Like stop hooking on things that are misaligned. You know, get rid of all the things that are misaligned. Ask for the universe to help you during that process. Be courageous in letting go. It's not easy to let go. You know what? I let go of my house. I have no more house. I let go of my house. I put all my things in storage for the first time in my life. So if you know me, I'm a Capricorn. I'm a house person. I love my house plans. I love my routine. I love all beautiful things in my house. Right now, I have no house. Here, I'm in a tiny little studio that I'm very grateful to have access to in my ex-husband's house because I decided to put all my things in storage because I don't want to pay this fucking expensive rent any longer. I've had enough of that template, you know? I don't want that anymore. Instead, I want to use all divine money frequencies for my healing, my activation of my crystalline divine soul essence and my body right now. This is what I'm being called to do so. And this is what I'm doing. So don't be afraid to lose everything because you will never lose what's the most important, your soul connection. Your spirit guide support, the support of Sophia God, that will never go away. I want to you to imagine that as everything gets destroyed around us, the world as we know it literally gets destroyed. It's already happened and it's going to continue accelerating in the direction we know it. Imagine that you are falling, but then there is this beautiful hand that wherever you fall, anywhere, from whatever reason, there's always this hand that's just going to come like whoop. It's going to say, I've got you. I've got you and I'm going to nourish you and I'm going to give you so much love and so much support and I'm going to allow you to purge whatever you need to purge. And then I'm simply going to carry you very gently and I'm going to place you there in this beautiful reality. These are the hands of Sophia God. Your own hands, because you are a fractal of source consciousness. Remember that always. These are the hands of your spirit guide working as one with your own oversoul that's working with Sophia God. Everything is meant to be happening. For you to be able to receive crystalline plasma light that is flowing in as we have many solar flares, we have so many galactic portals opening up, the veils between dimensions are thinner than ever before. So it is easier now to receive cosmic sundry and support from our galactic friends. It is easier now than ever. Ask for that. Ask for their help. And feel that they are around you, creating this cocoon of light. So it doesn't matter the density, the collapse of the all that's happening around you and also within your reality. Just let it go. Be in your own light. Nothing and no one can destroy you ever. this is what kept me going, this unconditional faith into like, I don't know why I'm feeling like this. This doesn't make any sense. Like the year 2022 was really intense, yes, but it was also amazing, you know, like, you know, I created so many programs. I had so many amazing students coming in, like divine money frequency was flowing in and so on. I thought I moved in the house of my dreams. I would stay in for years. And then all of a sudden, poof, you think you've got this, and then poof, it's gone. Because the template simply no longer apply. So we need to adapt. So I'm adapting. So prepare for the month of April by really reviewing everything. Again, I know I repeat this, but this is important to be repeated. Get rid of anything that doesn't serve you. Practice faith, unconditional faith in yourself, your spirit guide, and God's source. And then prepare the month of April. What are you going to do during the month of April? Where are you going to be in the world with whom? Mostly, how are you going to use that portal for your own activated growth? If you can, I would highly recommend that during the month of April, you create space in your calendar. You even go away in nature for a month. You can go anywhere in the world, in a retreat, do a detox, anything like that, anything that is going to help you be with yourself. You can surround yourself with people, of course. Surround yourself with people you love, that nourish you, that uplift your spirit, that are grateful for you. During the month of April, I would highly encourage you to create powerful spiritual practices. I can help you with that. Keep in touch. I will share more on how you can receive support from me and my galactic team, my high council, for the month of April. Because during the month of April, my friends, drum rolls, I will be most likely offline. Because what's going on with my life? Many timelines were coming. I could move here, I could move here, I could move there. What is finally anchoring, I'm so excited, is that I'm going to activate a timeline that was never present in my life, which is travel for self-care and self-love, and also travel into very graded, powerful places where my soul longs to be, to reactivate past memories from past lives and activate also new connection with this body of mine, Gaia right now, certain vortexes that needs to be worked with, and also new people. So I'm going to go to Melbourne first to visit my amazing friends. Yeah, I've got so many friends. Oh, like, just like, I cannot wait to hug them all. So next Monday on the 20th, I'm flying to Melbourne for a week. From Melbourne, I will then go to Bali, and I will spend a month in Bali, and I will especially stay in Ubud, where I simply want to do some yoga, lots of massages, and go with the flow. Literally use that month as a nourishing month, and also a month to really nourish connection with special people that I will meet there, but also with some of you. Because my team has guided me for now to simply put on hold the group programs pathways. So pathway 1, 2, 3, and 4 are put on hold until further notice. It means that we won't be starting the pathways as intended. Is it like I put hours of work into that? I was so excited, and I was like, nope. No. None of that is going to happen now. You need to postpone them to later. And we don't know. We cannot say when. Because right now, you need to focus on your own activation of your crystalline divine genome and on serving people to do the same with one-on-ones. So I'm super excited because I am reopening the one-on-one session for the month of March. For the month of March, I'm reopening one-on-one session to help people with this transition and with anything that is happening in your life. With this one-on-one session, which is multidimensional session or transitioning session, we can work on any area of your life through coaching, channeled messages, cosmic surgery, and activation. We can work on any templates. We always work with soul alignment to activate your crystalline divine genome. So if you are interested, I would absolutely love to have a session one-on-one with you, because I'll be in Bali in this beautiful, amazing, nourishing energy, and I'll be able to share so much with you and help you prepare to receive influx of light codes happening just especially for you in the month of April. Then from Bali, it's not sure yet, but only yesterday that happened. Just before I was falling asleep, this huge wave came to me. This massive download. It's like, you're going to go to India. Don't spend 2 months in Bali. Spend 1 month in Bali, but then go to the Himalayas. I've never been to India. Yet I'm the third generation of yoga teacher in my family. One of my dear friends lives in New Delhi. She's originally from there. She was in New Zealand and she moved back home. And I missed her dearly, my dear Garima. So I really want to go and see Garima and spend some time with her and then to go to Rishikesh and do a short trip in the Himalayas. But most of all that I want is to do a very deep detox, which is called Panchakarma, which is part of the Ayurvedic tradition, to really activate my crystalline divine body, get rid of all toxins by working with the different doshas and the different Vedas. And then from there, I just want to go and spend time in an ashram, just practice meditation and pray and meditate. Literally, this is all my soul wants to do. I'm not even interested in doing any sightseeing. I might do a bit of sightseeing because, of course, it's going to be beautiful. I want to be in nature and so on. But all of my soul craves for is for the month of April to be in pure contemplation, deep meditation, to connect with huge aspect of my oversoul network. And now the time has come, so I'm so excited. So this is why during the month of April, I most likely will be offline to allow my soul to really activate the next level of my embodiment. And then after that, I don't know who I will be, what I will be doing, but one thing is certain, I will definitely be a much upgraded version of myself after the extraction happening, after all of that the recalibration that I do in Bali and in India. So when I come back to New Zealand, the rebirth, I can tell you, will be freaking out of this world. I know that, and my service will amplify. I have so much love for you. I have so much love for everyone in my field. And I want to tell you that you are not alone, you know. A lot of the time, we can feel very alone when things change. We think, oh, it's only happening to me, like, what's wrong with me, and so on. Again, don't go on that path. It is not worth it. It's just draining. Instead, connect with others. Listen to my video. I will keep on creating content. I will keep on sharing. I will keep on supporting you. And I don't know what yet, but I want to create something to support people during the month of April. So please, please look after yourself with kindness, with gentleness, with softness, but also with courage, with confidence, with very healthy boundaries. When something is not aligned, when something is not allowed in your field, in your reality, that's a no. I will not go there and I will not allow anyone to trespass my healthy boundaries. I'm very, very excited for everything that's to come. Again, I would love to invite you to have a one-on-one session with me during the month of March while I enjoy the beautiful healing frequencies in Bali. There are only a few time slots open. So get in fast so you can receive and be prepared for the month of April, which will be a potent month of activating more of who we are on this planet. I love you dearly, and I will see you another time. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.